For the teachers and the pupils, this is a voyage into the unknown.
As a head teacher, doing this project is a great risk.
They are going to, I would imagine, be a bit more lively than the Chinese students. Whether the teachers see that as a direct challenge to their authority, I think that will be a real flashpoint, potentially.
I think the teachers expect us to all be really like the army, basically.
In China, aren't the children, like, really, really good and well-behaved?
Yeah. It'll be
and
like
we're
really,
not.
Yeah, it'll be, like, really new for them.
We're probably going to be a bit more of a loud bunch than, you know, they would teach over in China. So they probably got their work cut out for them.
The first shock for British pupils is the size of the class. In China, it's common to have 50 kids in one room. In Britain, the maximum is usually 30.
Right, listen. Listen.
Quiet.
Discipline will be crucial, and Miss Yang wants to lay down some ground rules.
Can you turn around, please? Turn around, thank you.
In China, the teacher's authority is absolute.
It is a big class, and it's a big room. I, as one teacher in this room, I cannot doing the practicals and discipline you in the same time. If I see any of you misbehaving, I will separate you immediately. And I don't have a problem with that. So your discipline is really important. Without discipline, you don't learn well. That's a matter of fact. Sometimes it annoys other students as well. It's going to be a long day, and it's only the first day. Are you still talking while I'm talking?
Sorry, miss.
No, can you turn around, please?
In China, as long as you are a teacher, you receive that respect automatically, and students do as you're told. We believe in effort. So if you make effort, you will achieve.